More than a century after it was written, a composition by Giacomo Puccini had its New York premiere last night. The piece is a march written in honor of the inventor of the electric battery. Puccini's march had languished on the shelves of an Italian library until an American arranger and teacher stumbled upon it. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
New technology has always inspired composers and songwriters.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
The silicon microchip gave rise to a whole genre of music that's come to be known as techno. Early in the 20th century, radio, movies, and the new horseless carriage inspired a tune or two of their own. In the 19th century, in 1896 to be exact, cutting-edge technology inspired opera composer Giacomo Puccini. Puccini was commissioned to write a processional march for a gathering of telegraph operators from around the world, the webmasters of their time, at Italy's Lake Como. Specifically, the march was in honor of Count Alessandro Volta, the inventor of the electric battery, and the man whose name gives us the unit of electrical measurement, the volt. The piece was pretty much forgotten after it was played for the telegraphers. Charles Yates is an emeritus professor of music at San Diego State University. As far as he's been able to determine, it was performed only once more in 1910. Yates rediscovered the march by accident last year when he and his wife were vacationing in Puccini's hometown of Lucca in Tuscany.
It started to pour rain just drastically, and we were soaking wet. And I stopped this fellow on the street who was also running, and I said, "Where is the nearest library?" thinking we might take refuge there. And it happened to be an institute of academic interest to me because it was a musical academy.
Yates figured he'd kill time until the weather broke by poring over some manuscripts. In one volume, he found a piano arrangement of a march called Scossa Elettrica, Electric Shock, credited to Giacomo Puccini. Yates had never heard the piece or even heard of it. He wanted to photocopy the score, but the librarian said the copier's flash might damage the century-old paper.
So I went down the street in the rain again and found a photography shop, and I said, "I have this project going." I explained to these guys that were having coffee that the composer's Puccini, a comrade of yours, and I'm desperate to have some high-speed film in a tripod. And so without taking any credit card deposit or anything, they gave me the material I requested, and I dashed back to the librarian and took pictures of the march itself.
Puccini probably wrote out the individual parts by hand for the wind ensemble that premiered it. That music is long gone. So armed with the photos of the piano score, Yates worked up his own arrangement. Yates says the piece is classic Puccini, spirited and tuneful, with a quiet midsection that's almost like an aria. But Yates' favorite part of the Electric Shock March comes near the end.
The percussion section played what we call rim shots. They laid the drumstick from the rim to the head and then whacked the stick with the remaining stick at random, which was supposed to simulate electric shocks, which is a great Italian humor, I thought.
Yates' description of the piece comes from extensive research, eyewitness accounts, and newspaper articles from the late 19th century. At last night's New York premiere by the Goldman Memorial Band, the percussionists felt the rim shots didn't sound much like sparks, so they opted for a percussion device called a slapstick. The The new arrangement had its world premiere 2 weeks ago in San Antonio, Texas, where the North Texas Wind Symphony played it for a gathering of school band directors. It was conducted by Eugene Corporon, professor of music at the University of North Texas and a former student of arranger Charles Yates. Corporon says it's only a matter of time before a contemporary composer addresses today's technology.
I don't know that we have a Bill Gates internet piece yet, but there probably will be someday. I think a lot of composers comment on their place and time and reflect what's going on around them in time, sometimes literally, as Puccini's done here, and other times just the sound of their music or the structure of their music or the way they make their music now. They stay connected to what's current, and I don't mean that as a pun, but what's going on around them.
Corporon says the band directors at the premiere loved the piece. He's also received dozens of questions from band directors who were not there, but who heard about the march over the internet or by phone.
Maybe apropos of this piece, that electricity is helping it get out there, simply because the information about the piece has been so quickly disseminated.
Corporon plans to bring Scossa Elettrica full circle later this summer when he conducts a workshop for Italian band directors in Rome. This week, the work was finally published more than a century after it was written. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.